We're getting closer and closer to D-Day. You know what it is. November 2nd. We'll have been through the aftermath a couple of times and then some by this time next week. Hey, everyone, this is America Tonight. Kate Delaney's my name. We zig and zag all over the place, kind of like bumper cars. I like bumper cars. I haven't been on a bumper car in a long time, but it's kind of what it feels like sometimes. Let me throw out the number at the top if you want to throw in your two cents, 800-259-5791. So there are a lot of people that are crying foul already over some ballots in Pennsylvania. They're doing it in North Carolina and Nevada. They're upset with the fact that they've gone in to vote early, and they're voting for the Republican, for Senator, the woman, Sharron Angle, the Tea Party favorite, and instead Harry Reid's name keeps coming up in a couple of instances. So now there's a lot of people crying foul across this land, and I just don't understand why we can't have it sweet, simple, and easy. Have everyone go and vote, make it a national holiday, and find some way to have uniform voting across the land. It can't be that bloody hard, can it? I guess so, because every time an election comes up, whether it's a presidential election or a midterm election or, for goodness sake, whatever kind of runoff election, it never seems to be smooth. Not everywhere, because there are thousands and thousands of polling places, but there's always somebody who spoils it. Never have we gone through an election where there isn't somebody accusing somebody of voter fraud or some problem with the machine or hanging chads or whatever it might be. So we're going to jump into what's the latest and what are people buzzing about across the land when it comes to elections. Here's a big one. This is a future election that's being talked about. The Democrats apparently, at least that's the word, the Democrats have asked the Pentagon to look into some of the possible challengers for Obama in the 2012 election. All right. So let's get a head start and start counting as to who might be challenging the president. It, kind of interesting, actually, because you think of who the front runners would be. But this is serious stuff. The National Committee is not joking. They want to know, between the military agencies and the potential Republican presidential candidates, an indication of what's happening. There's an internal Army email that was picked up by one of the networks that shows that the DNC filed the Freedom of Information Act request for all the communication between the Army departments and the agencies and each of the nine Republicans who are widely mentioned as possible challengers to President Obama. It's interesting because the agencies were asked to respond by Friday. And if you do your math, that's, what, 4 days before the election. So there must be something that they want to use this for. I mean, you know, who knows what it is. You think of the usual suspects who have been mentioned. You have Mitt Romney, Sarah Palin's names come up, Tim Paul Lenti's name. These are all Republicans, of course. Mike Huckabee, Newt Gingrich, John Thune, Mitch Daniels, Bobby Jindal from Louisiana. And it's typical to ask for that kind of information, but that's a pretty broad net. And so you wonder what the request is. It isn't for military service or if they didn't serve. It's more for letters and memos sent to the candidates and the official positions that they've held. Man, that just makes you curious, doesn't it? So what would they do with that information? Twist it into some kind of crazy political ad about something? There must be some common thread that somebody's thought of anyway. All right, let's jump to something else. Of course, we're not going to solve that mystery tonight. I have my own feelers out as to what potentially the reason is for the info on the challengers at such an early date and what they could possibly be thinking about. But let's jump to something else, like I said, and that is this terror arrest. And there was a buzz around the Capitol for something else besides what's this information about or other things that are happening, the press to get reelected or the press to get elected. The possibility of the metro system being blown up in a couple of key areas in Washington. And apparently this was a guy who was really casing day after day certain points to see when the biggest crowds would be there to try to pull off multiple bombings. Here's Brad Garrett with more on those terror arrests.
I think it's logical to believe that these sting operations will continue because they are a quick nexus sometimes into a case. In this case, who else does he know in the community? Does he know about other attacks that might be in the making? And does it lead overseas? And if it does, who does it lead to? When people take action, in other words, they're willing to go out and take photographs and talk verbally about killing Americans in public areas, I think anybody that does that, we need to stop.
Yeah, I agree. And apparently that's exactly what he's doing, the photographing, talking to people, trying to find the busiest spots in D.C. on that rail system where the most damage could be had, talking about jihad, talking about making a trip overseas. So he was foiled way before this happened. But how close could he have gotten? The idea is he would have done it maybe sometime in the new year, in the next year. And he was doing the surveillance from May all the way through, obviously, October. But the CIA had other plans, and the FBI had other plans, so they were able to nab this nut before he took off and did some serious damage in the Capitol. All right, speaking of damage, that's what the president is hoping will happen. He talks about votes and jobs, 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 and what happens if the Republicans take over after November 2nd.
Republicans, should they win additional seats, should they be in a position to hopefully take more responsibility working with us, are going to say to themselves that it's important for us to show some accomplishments over the next couple of years. We've got to focus on jobs, jobs, jobs. And one of the best things we can do to put people back to work right now is rebuild our infrastructure.
All right, and the infrastructure thing, as you know, that has already been talked about the planes and the roads and trains and money that needs to be earmarked for that, that's been discussed in the past, was actually discussed in the past month and a half. And so that's one of the pushes anyway, heading toward this upcoming election. Hey, speaking of that, we're going to talk about what some of the fallout has been. We played a little bit of it for you last time around. This woman who's part of the panel on The View, Joy Behar, is going off on Sharon Angle. And actually, there's kind of a new funny development in that. When everybody's talking about the elections, obviously we are. Other radio shows are doing it, television shows are doing it, and looking at the ads and talking about who's running and how close they are and what their stances are and all that stuff. But she went off on Angle and said that she was, I'll just say, biatch, and clean it up for you a little bit, and talked about the fact that she had no idea what she was doing and that she was an idiot, and the people would be crazy to elect her in Nevada. And it turns out that after she got finished and went on a rant, it actually meant some money for Sharon Angle's campaign. So this is part two of that. The very next day, we're going to let you hear what Sharon Angle did in just a second on ATN.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Hey, coming up on our next show on America Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about Halloween, some of the Halloween movies that really struck a chord with all of us. We're going to do that with Stephen Shohet. We've had him on a bunch. He takes Hollywood tours, and he wrote a book about Hollywood that's really, I think, fascinating. He's fun to have on. So we're going to look at some of the top films. I have a feeling Halloween will be one of them. And, the Freddy movies, I don't get when they... I don't know how many Freddy movies they've made. Then there's Scream. I think the original Scream was pretty decent. But with the horror genre, the deeper they get into the sequels, to me, the more you just lose me. And then there's a difference, I think, between the suspense and the slasher. So you'll have to think about that and tell us what you think your favorites are. We're going to do that in the next one, plus Nail the Score, Week 8 in the NFL. That should be a lot of fun. And a conversation with Bob Diener about bed bugs and just how terrible it's been in New York. I mean, it's for real. So if you go to New York, who knows? You might come in contact with a bed bug. These aren't really exaggerated, inflated stories. These are things that are really happening. And sadly, the little critters travel. So if one of those bloodsuckers just happens to get on your luggage or your coat or whatever, and you're walking around the city, it jumps off at other places. So it's the world traveling bed bugs. Oof, just even the thought of it, the description of what they do. Oh, I hope that I never encounter bed bugs. Also, we're anticipating Conan O'Brien. Conan O'Brien is getting ready for his new show on TBS on November 8th. I can't wait to see what his initial first show is. We'll have to play clips of that for you on the air because, you know, we were fascinated by that whole Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, and what happened with O'Brien and how Leno came back to, you know, the Tonight Show and what are the ratings going to be like. And going head-to-head, Conan O'Brien versus, I think, Jay Leno would be really, really interesting. And his commercials have been really clever. Honestly, I think some of the funny stuff that I've seen on the tube, and part of it when I was watching baseball, they had some funny blimp commercials with Conan O'Brien. Let's move from Conan O'Brien to the all-women's show called The View, where they have delved into politics for some reason lately. And one of the things that Joy Behar has stuck in her craw is Sharon Engel. So she went after her on the air the other day, and now this is sort of part two. Sharon Engel was very smart to send her a little present. Take a listen.
This morning, I get these flowers from Sharon Engel. I mean, I look at my that's a brassiere moment, and it says, Joy raised $150,000 online yesterday. Thanks for your help. Sincerely, Sharon Engel.
Well,
I don't know if it's a sense of humor, but I'd like to point out that those flowers were picked by illegal immigrants. And they're not voting for you, bitch.
Wow, she just can't get away from it. So it is funny, it is funny in the sense that she attacked her, and then the supporters turn around and they did. They dumped money online. And, you know, it was what Behar says is what's offensive was watching the ads, because the people that are, she talked about illegal immigration in her ads, and Joy Behar said it was offensive, and this, she needs sensitivity training and blah, 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 on and on. Just one of the many reverse attack things that sometimes happen when it comes to opinions on the people who are running. And the ads that she's pushing are the immigration ads, because you know what? Here's the thing. And this was smart of whoever is helping with the campaign. For the most part, people are pussyfooting around immigration and what's going to happen and what happens in these states that are bordering Mexico, and they're overrun, or there's problems, or people are killed, and they have, you know, in Arizona, they have bodies stacking up in cold trucks just to keep them cold, to be honest, because they find so many in the desert, sadly, that have been taken advantage of by the coyotes to get them across. And it's an issue that during an election year is one that's very carefully dealt with, because you have so many people that on one side of it don't want to see anything as far as closing up the borders and think that anybody's in the country illegally should have a pathway to amnesty. I mean, it's a dicey, thorny. Besides abortion, I think, and gay marriage, I would put illegal immigration at this point, especially with the PC times that we live in, I would put that right there in the same category. Those three would be your top hot buttons. So notice that most politicians avoided talking about it this time around. And that's what she nailed her for that, because she says she's all wet when it comes to the immigration issue. But, of course, you know, this is Sharon Engel running in Nevada, not New York. Now, this was a sad story that happened during the day. You know, Notre Dame has made the news lately for all kinds of things, including a lousy football team. But a student was filming football practice. And, you know, we had this terrible winds in the Midwest that Matt's talked about in Minneapolis and in Chicago. People could barely walk across the street. So there was a student that was in a tower shooting football practice, but the winds were gusting up to 51 miles an hour at the time. So, sadly, a student died when the tower collapsed because it couldn't take the wind. And it was sort of one of those shocking moments. This is a 20-year-old, Declan Sullivan, who was had to be transported in an ambulance from Notre Dame to the hospital nearby, and the tower just fell over. How sad for that family to have to make that call to say, hey, you know, he's a great guy and came in and would film our practices, and now because of these conditions, this is you know, what happened. So in Notre Dame, what they did was they do that grief counselor thing for the students, and the university president is going to preside over a special mass in memory of this kid. But, boy, that's an odd thing, and had to be a very sad day, I would think, at practice. When I heard Notre Dame was in the news, I thought, oh, of course they're in the news for what's been happening with that football team, but because it just said Notre Dame and the football team. But lo and behold, you know, it had something to do with the football team, but sadly it was more about that weather, where people are still picking up, which, by the way, the wind moved from the Midwest to the Northeast, and the people in the Northeast were getting slammed with some of those crazy cool temperatures, and more importantly, the wind that was knocking out power lines and, you know, whatnot. All right, and we're going to finish this segment on this one. Hamid Karzai, I'm almost putting him in the category of I can't stand to talk about him more than twice a week because it gets my blood boiling. But Karzai is pushing back that deadline on the guns for hire ban. And here's what the deal is. He agreed Wednesday to push it for kicking private security guards out of Afghanistan. It was a concession to the U.S. and some other countries that certainly are considered essential to prevent billions of dollars worth of development and reconstruction projects from, guess what, shutting down. Yes, there might be 40,000 guns for hire in Afghanistan, but Karzai had set a December 17 deadline for them to get out. International folks spent several days in intense negotiations with Karzai, and even the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, weighed in at one point to get him to reconsider. But some security contractors could be barred from working in Afghanistan by that December deadline under the revised plan, but others are going to get extensions until February. Man, I'll tell you what, I would not want to be there if I had, for some reason, had to be there on government business or whatever if you didn't have private guards. Karzai says that the private guards commit human rights abuses, pay protection money to the Taliban, and they're part of the problem. They undercut the country's national security forces by offering more money and much better living conditions, and that's the problem. Contractors say they're not going to be able to find insurers or they're forced to give up private security, and some have already been winding down projects early because they fear they're not going to be able to protect their workers. And who's going to, like I said, who's going to want to work in those conditions without any kind of protection? I mean, come on, forget about it. We're kicking the can down the road next on America Tonight.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Servant to use, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, and through a subtle and breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
America. Hope you're doing well out there, because guess what? Midweek, baby, we're beyond hump day, getting closer to the finish line. Topping odds and ends, there is no finish line on this one. This is just nuts. Wells Fargo made some mistakes in, oh yeah, thousands of foreclosures. How about that? I mean, let's just punt on the foreclosures. And it's crazy because it's killing everyone, tanking everyone in the housing markets. What kind of idiots do they have employed in these places? Or were there incentives going on? They just admitted they made a lot of mistakes in the paperwork. The bank said it plans to refile, check this out, documents in how many cases? You ready for this? 55,000 by mid-November. They say not all the cases included errors, but they didn't know how many thousands did, or they weren't saying pretty much. They said the mistakes were technical and they don't have any plans to stop the foreclosure process. But filing the new paperwork, of course, is going to cause delays. Let's be serious, right? And Wells Fargo's CEO declined to jump on the bandwagon of Bank of America and Ally Financial and a few other banks in suspending foreclosures because of the messed up paperwork that's been surfacing at a lot of these large banks. In the case of Wells Fargo, they say the documents, the 55,000, are being refiled in 23 states where a judge's approval is needed to complete a foreclosure, right? So they had these depositions. They had two Wells Fargo employees who called the company's foreclosure practices into question. Yeah, one of the employees from South Carolina said last March she signed between 300 and 500 foreclosure documents a day. Yeah, they had a gun to her head. You have to do this if you want to keep this job. We're not going to pay you $14 an hour if you don't get this paperwork in. In another deposition that was taken about 5 months ago, another employee said he verified only the dates on about 150 foreclosure documents he signed every day and relied on coworkers to make sure that other information was correct. That's nice. So while Bank of America is going to meet with the state officials and investigating their allegations that the bank rushed the process without reviewing the documents, Wells Fargo is saying, oh, no, it's just a little technicality, no biggie. It's just what everybody else did, but we're going to figure we can ramrod this through. I mean, come on, give me a break here. You got all the AGs in all 50 states in the District of Columbia who are looking into whether the paperwork and legal procedures were handled just the way they were supposed to be handled in these hundreds and thousands of cases. What do you think they're going to find in the end? You know what? I don't have to be an AG, and I can tell you they're going to find up that they were effed up, that these people messed up in the worst way possible. In the worst way possible. And see, here's the thing. Once again, while you have these banks, cutting corners on their own procedures when they go to foreclose on people's houses, who does it affect? It affects the guy next door, the other guy on the other side, the family across the street, the family that's catty corner to them. In other words, it affects all of us. So because these banks that are too big to fail, remember that stinging phrase? Because they screw up again, we're all going to pay the price. Once again, the average schmo who pays their taxes, scrapes it together to pay the mortgage, you're the one, including myself, I'm the one, you're the one, we're the ones who fall on the sword every single time. I mean, this nonsense has got to stop. It's got to stop. It's like just on this day when this happens with Wells Fargo, and they're trying to act holier than thou. We're so much better than Bank of America because we had a little technical thing. It's Jesus. It's not just the same as everybody else. While this is happening, you have the phoniest man in America and probably the most tan other than George What's-His-Name in Hollywood. Countrywide Financial's co-founder, Angela Mozilla. Remember he agreed to pay 67 and change million-wise to avoid a trial on civil fraud and insider trading because they're saying that he profited from doling out the risky mortgages while he was misleading investors about the risk. Of course he was. So the guy can pay this fine. He gets nothing. In the meantime, two other Countrywide execs settled before their trial next week on charges filed by the SEC because these employment agreements protect them from lawsuits that involved the failed lender mean Bank of America Corp, of course, which bought Countrywide in July of 2008, and they're going to have to pick up most of the tab. So that settlement spares the executives the risk of a guilty verdict that would have been used against them in lawsuits by the shareholders, or they could have been in prison because prosecutors could have done the criminal probe into what led to the charges. Oh, that's ridiculous. So what does the SEC get out of it? I guess bragging rights is what they're talking about because it's the biggest financial penalty against a public company senior executive, which would be Mozilla. And they've been, let's face it, the SEC has been slammed for doing very little to prevent most of the risky behavior that led to our huge financial meltdown, a la Bernie Madoff. They didn't detect him, remember, in that massive investment fraud. So what the SEC is saying is this is desirable for all parties. And I don't think so. Okay, so they get the money. And then, yeah, they get the headlines that Mozilla had to pay out the nose. But I'm sorry, if Angela, I'm too tan, Mozilla can afford to pay almost $68 million, which might have hurt him a little bit. You know he's got a ton of other cash stored. And so he doesn't go to jail. He doesn't pay the price. He's lucky he gets a settlement. I mean, look, he agreed to never serve as an officer or director of a publicly traded company. And then the other guy, one of the other guys, said they wouldn't do it for 3 years. But Mozilla, like I said, has a ton of cash stored somewhere. And beyond that, he could sit on a board of directors somewhere. He's got fat cat friends. So Angela Mozilla is still going to be traveling around in his private plane, playing golf all over the place. And who are the people that get slammed and get caught in the middle of all of this? And that it's you and me. It's the middle class. So once again, the banks, too big to fail, are still affecting us. We just cannot get away from it. It's infuriating. I mean, I hate to even look. I was a person who, when I was reading the paper, I get the Wall Street Journal. So the first thing I look at is the financials, right? I don't want to look at the financials anymore because I can't stand it. I can't stand to see who is zooming who, who's paying off who, really, to get out of whatever terrible, horrible thing they did that's going to affect the rest of us in this country for God knows how long. The whole housing crisis, the mortgages for all of us, I mean, forget about it. I said this the other night, and I'm serious. I hope you like where you live because you're probably going to be hanging out there for a while, unless you're in the most desirable area possible. Crazy. All right, I want to get off of that, and let's jump to a couple of other quick things and odds and ends. This scares me. I'm not a camper at all. But Yellowstone is a beautiful place, and a lot of people love to go to Yellowstone. It may be one of the best parks that we have. And grizzly bears are apparently really coming out all over the place in that national park. They've hit the highest level in decades. So now they're having to be concerned about encounters with humans because they're getting pushed out of the wilderness into much more populated areas. I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to tangle with a grizzly. I've seen enough stories about it. They're saying now that at least 603 grizzlies roam Yellowstone. 603. And Yellowstone, in case you don't know, it's Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. That's three times the number they had in 1975 when hunting was outlawed and they were placed on the endangered list. Well, they're not endangered anymore, but they've had more run-ins with people that are there. Two people have been fatally mauled in 2010 since the beginning of the year. One was in Wyoming. One was in Montana. The latest encounter happened on Wednesday. A hunter west of Cody, Wyoming, reported that he was attacked by a bear and he had to kill him in self-defense. He suffered a bunch of cuts to his leg, but supposedly the injuries, lucky for him, weren't life-threatening. And then you go to the grizzlies that have had to be taken out. It's the 46th time that they found one that had to be killed or removed from the wild this year. So what's the problem? The problem is they have a huge population, and they were so worried about the population, and they're looking, you know, they're looking for the source of food, the nuts of the white bark pine trees. That's potential for their long, you know, that's potentially the biggest threat to their long-term survival. And a lot of the trees are dead or dying. And the reason why is because they've had a crazy beetle infestation. Isn't it interesting how Mother Nature works? So the beetles attacking those trees are pushing the bears out and then threatening humans. Crazy. A lot of hot spots for conflicts. They say in certain areas like West Yellowstone in Montana, that's a dangerous area. North Fork, South Fork, that's also in Wyoming, pretty dangerous there. Coming up, political noise next.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered heart and body extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Yeah, that seems to be the theme, really, for the Democrats, too, and the Republicans. Any political slogan that involves change or fix or new, it's all fair game, baby, and we've heard it rehashed over and over again in our nation's history. So here's the latest. The Rasmussen is saying that Harry Reid, Senator from Nevada, and Nancy Pelosi, Congresswoman from California, have hit new highs with the midterm congressional elections just a week away. The voters who view the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader very unfavorably have reached the highest levels yet. According to Rasmussen, you know, they do that telephone survey thing, 60% of likely voters have an unfavorable impression of Pelosi, including 52% who hold a very unfavorable opinion of her. So anyway, that's her highest rating as far as unfavorability since the tracking started in February of 2009. Only 33% share a favorable impression of the California Democrat, including 16 who view her very unfavorably. 54% view Reid unfavorably, including 41% with a very unfavorable opinion. Also the highest finding since Feb of last year. 29% hold a favorable view of Reid, who's struggling, of course, as you know, in his state to try to get reelected. And that included just 7% with a very unfavorable regard for him. But both of them are very visible congressional leaders, and opinions of Congress couldn't be lower at this point. 62% of voters think that we'd all be better off in this country if most congressional incumbents are beat this November. I mean, 62 is a high number, no matter how you dice that sucker up. If Republicans get control of the House, John Boehner is likely to replace Pelosi as the Speaker, and just 32% view the current House Minority Leader favorably, so that's not great either. 40% have an unfavorable opinion of the Ohio Republican, but of course there's that margin of error, and there's 9% who say very favorably and 20 very unfavorably. His numbers have kind of been all over the board. When they started doing this in February of 2009, he's been anywhere from, you know, 21 to 32% unfavorably, from 31 to 48%. I think it depends on what he's saying when he's quoted and what the subject is, frankly, whether you're talking about health care or immigration, or you're talking about the economy, or he's been out being quoted a lot in front of the Capitol. Same thing. It depends on what the subject matter is. All right, how about something else? We go from Rasmussen to Zogby, and Zogby is saying that the strength of the Republican wave is still questionable at this point. The CEO of the firm says no one will know the size of the Republican wave until, you know, Election Day actually comes, contrary to what we're hearing of these predictions of huge Republican turnouts on November 2nd. You know, I say this all the time. Historically, we don't know when those waves hit until it happens. It's hard to count on that, because now if you say that one-third of the voters don't have their mind made up, that means that they might make up their minds the second they are standing there voting. And there's only going to be some that will break for the Republicans and some that are going to break for the Democrats. So that means a question mark. If the question mark is hanging over someone's head before they vote, there's no way to know which way that's going to go. Nobody can predict that. And some of the seats are just too close to call. And too many of the voters are, like I said, undecided and don't really. And here's the other problem. A lot of people don't like either party. So it's almost that lesser of two evils, but they have to decide what are the two evils. And some of the close contests, like the incumbent Democrat Michael Bennett and the Republican challenger Ken Buck in Colorado, that one's way too close to call at this point. And then you've got the Nevada race, which we know that's too close to call at this point. In Pennsylvania, you have Pat Toomey, the Republican, opening up a lead over the Democrat, Congressman Joe Sestak in the Senate race there. So it seems like something's turned in a different direction. And does Sestak even have a fighting chance, or, you know, what's Toomey doing that's changed things for him? Then you also have in Washington, this is kind of the forgotten race, but it's huge. You've got the fight between the Republican Dino Rossi and the incumbent Democratic Senator Patty Murray, which is the tightest race in the country and might not be decided. It's that close. It's a squeaker until a week after Election Day. It's too hard to tell. I mean, it's that close, that close. Now you've got this thing in West Virginia where they've had subpoenas that have been issued as part of a federal investigation into alleged corruption in the Manchin administration. That could change things, because the polls show that the Democratic governor, Joe Manchin, is a few points ahead of Republican businessman John Race. That might change things. And this is for the Robert Byrd seat. In Florida, Alex Sink leads by maybe 5 points or so in a very tough gubernatorial contest. But some polls are showing, and that's in the Zogby poll, but some polls have shown that Rick Scott is actually leading by 1 or 2 points. Now, that's another one that might not be decided right away because it's just too close to call. Meg Whitman looked like she had a little bit of an edge, but now she's given a bunch of that to Jerry Brown. He appears to be considerably far ahead of Whitman at this point. So Brown, who was once the governor of California, is probably going to be the governor again. Carly Fiorina, the former Hewlett-Packard head, is in a situation where, honestly, she's kind of neck and neck with Barbara Boxer. But the only way you get conservatives out in California is to really light a fire under them, make them want to come out and vote. So is there something different that happens that we're unaware of? Might be different than what's expected, and that one's a tight one, no question. Christine O'Donnell, she's trailing in her race, almost double digits to Chris Coons, who is the Democrat running for that Senate seat in Delaware. It was a tug of war at one point, but that was a long time ago. O'Donnell now is kind of fading off into the sunset, but still, I'll repeat the mantra that I keep saying. It depends on what happens on November 2nd. There could be something that's not expected. If that does happen, though, in that race, then that's going to be guaranteed one that won't be called right away. I think that he's got it in the bag. There's just so many people supporting him, unless something dramatically is different in the numbers. And if that happens, you won't get that right away winner. That will drag out a little bit further. I'm wondering right now, I'm imagining, picturing all of you listening to this, some of you not caring about some of these races except for to think it's kind of intriguing at how tight some of them are, but wondering if you know how you're going to vote when you go to the polls on Tuesday. Do you have any idea, or are you one of the one-third? Are you still trying to figure out, geez, is this really who I want to vote for? What about the incumbent? Do you want to see the incumbent pack it up and leave? Because one-third is a pretty strong number, and there are a lot of people, if you start to flush them out and ask them who they're voting for, who have some question marks. And that drives pollsters crazy. Boy, they'd rather have it one way or the other. Not too much of the undecided. It drives politicians more than the pollsters crazy, that's for sure. Have any thoughts on the show? Boy, shoot them my way. AmericaTonight.net.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.